League of Ireland Late Night
on Off the Ball.
But anyways, give me 2 minutes to talk about Shales. Remember Gareth McLean coming on here before? What if Derry go ahead of Shales? And I remember saying to him, Derry haven't won anything.
League of Ireland Late Night, live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.
So we're turning our attention to the All-Ireland Cup Final this weekend that takes place between Shamrock Rovers and Galway United. We have our own Off the Balls, Monaghan's finest as well, Scarlett Heron.
Get the plug in.
Absolutely. Mention Monaghan anytime I can. Scarlett Heron. And also on the line, we have Kate Thompson of Galway United. Good morning, Kate. How are things?
Good morning. How are you?
Keeping well. You guys would know each other well. Fairly well, Scarlett.
Yeah, ex-teammates here. Me and Kate, yeah.
Is there a rivalry here, Kate? Or is it a friendly rivalry? Or how do you define it?
Small bit. Sometimes friendly. But on the pitch, not too friendly.
Never any words on the pitch?
Not too much, I don't think. I'd say we'd be fairly calm like that, but maybe on the ball we wouldn't be too calm.
So Kate, the Galway United made history last year when they beat Cliftonville in this All-Ireland Cup Final, the inaugural All-Ireland Cup Final. Looking to repeat the feat again, not easy to win it back-to-back, but I guess having done it last year, you know how to get over the line.
Yeah, I think we're just really excited. We know what it was like last year to reach the final whistle and get the cup and bring it home. It was our first year as Galway United and a first year cup for the country. So it was just a really good experience to get a cup final day in as a club and to bring it home as well was just really good. And I think coming into the match on Saturday, we have that feeling of coming into a cup final and knowing what needs to be done on the day.
And the fact that there is such thing as an All-Ireland Cup, why do you think it is important, Kate, that we have this in Ireland?
Well, the fact that the only other cup that we really had was the FAI Cup, I think it's really good to have another opportunity for teams to get a chance to have a bit of glory, because realistically, like, that was the only final. We have the league, but there's no final with that. So I think it's really good to have to go through motions of another cup and not just wait around all year for that one FAI Cup, even though it's a great tournament as well. It's just great to have the experience of both cups.
What's the feeling with Roe in Tala ahead of this one, Scarlett? Because I was listening to Colly O'Neill talking, your manager, before the game, and he was saying it's a chance nearly to prove the doubters wrong after what's been a tough enough season in some parts.
Yeah, like, we haven't had the season that we've hoped in a league aspect, but now we're sort of turning our focus. Obviously, the league's still important. We want to climb it as high as we can, but we're looking towards the two cup competitions now. So Saturday is a really good chance for us to sort of kickstart our season, even though it's mid-August. But to really put a foot down and prove that we are the team that we believe that we are, because we have the players and we have the ability, but it's just putting into play that's the challenge for us at the minute. But we've been having some really good performances and we've got some really good results in this competition especially. So Saturday is just a chance for us to get our first piece of silverware since returning to the league. So it's a brilliant opportunity for us to get a cup now on Saturday.
And when you look at that Shamrock Rovers team and you see obviously the youth of all youths coming through, and then you have the older players as well, and there's such a blend there, do you feel like that is such a focus within Shamrock Rovers, that they really think about the academy and bringing players through?
Yeah, that's it. Like, we've had a few girls come in this year, Ella Kelly and Katie O'Reilly especially. They've both been brilliant coming in from the under-17 teams, and it's a funny joke in our group, because obviously there was a few girls last year and doing the leaving cert, so I think there was four of our girls doing the leaving cert, and Ella Kelly was just doing the junior cert. So it was like it was so strange. Like, everyone's worried about results next week, and she's there looking at her junior cert results. It's just mad. But yeah, it's brilliant as well to have like such a good mix of sort of the experience, and then the younger players coming in. It really helps within the group, and it kind of brings the team together as well. There's not really that. I know there's an age gap, but we're all quite close, and we'd all get along very well. And there's not really any like. There's no real cliques or sort of groups like that. So, it's brilliant to have the older girls and the younger girls coming up. And as you said, the focus on academy is really important for us as a club as well, trying to bring on young players.
There seems to be that nice mix, Kate, out west as well, in terms of the senior players and the youth players like yourself and Eve Dawson and Rola Olasola, all in the Irish under-19 squad. Like, you certainly have that nice mix that you need a bit of youth as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think our group, we have a great group. Probably unity is probably our best quality. I think it shows on the pitch as well. But we have even younger internationals coming in now with Heather Looms and stuff like that. And then we have Julianne Russell, obviously, trailblazing in the seniors. So she's a great role model for us. And even Lindsay McKee up there with experience. So I think we have a lot of different kind of personalities and age groups, but I think we all blend well together. Even the Americans and Canadians that we have, it just all clicks together really well.
Yeah, Kate, what a story for Julianne Russell. What is it like to play with her, and what is she like in the dressing room?
She's just such a role model. I don't think I've ever played with someone like her. Just the way she keeps going and just motivates you to keep going. And even watching her, we were in camp with the 19s and watching her doing what she did best. We weren't even shocked. We knew well that she had it in her. It was just to show everyone that she had it in the end. But yeah, it's so good to have someone like that on our team to just show us what's possible and just keep us going during the games.
Yeah, like seeing her do the marathons before she went back playing with Ireland, like she just looks like a workhorse. Like she's constantly going, going, going. It's unbelievable to watch. And I'm sure as young players, that's what you aspire to be, looking at someone like her, that she never gives up. Like even when you think she won't get that ball, she absolutely believes she will.
Yeah, she just gets the job done every time. Like even coming back from a baby in itself is just amazing. But to come back in the way she did, come back to the international scene and everything, is just, it's crazy. And it just needs to be noticed more, because it is just such a great thing she did.
We were chatting this morning, Scarlett, and you were saying that Galway United have beaten you 1-0 both times home and away this season. Like that makes the team talk fairly simple in some ways, I'd imagine. The motivation is obviously there. They've got your number this season a couple of times, but it's been tight.
Yeah, that's it. Galway, like, we know what Galway are like. They're a fantastic team. They play very direct football and have great pace up front. Like, if you're playing centre back and Julianne Russell's pressing you, you're just going to want to kick that ball away, because she is so quick and she will nick it off you. And they're just such a clinical team as well. And obviously, they've really clicked this year, especially last year. They did really well, obviously, to win this competition, and they really clicked towards the latter stages of the league. But we know exactly what they're like, and they know exactly what we're like. So, but neither teams are sort of keeping their cards close to their chest. It'll be an open enough game, and we know the dangers they have. And yeah, it's just about whatever team can come out on top on the day, because you can win all the league games. Like, they've two on us now this year, but a cup's different. Like, you know, you have the glory of the cup. Any team can win it on the day. It's 90 minutes. There's no extra time in this. So it can go into penalties, but it's all what happens on the day. So it'll be interesting to see.
Both teams match up quite similarly as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to try assume what Galway are going to do. Yeah, but yeah. Both teams have a fair idea of what each other are going to do. But yeah, I think it'll be it's always a matchup in midfield, especially. There's quite an overload in there usually with four midfielders for each team. So yeah, it's man on man really, or woman on woman. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
And the fact as well that it's televised, like, why is that important for the league, so that more people can see the League of Ireland, the Women's League of Ireland, and see the talent that's on show?
That's it, yeah. As Kate was saying there, Julianne Russell, like, putting on a show for the League of Ireland, showing that, like, League of Ireland players are capable of playing at that level. So that's really important as well. But yeah, it's been brilliant for TG Carr. Obviously, they've taken a few league games this year. I think they had about 12 scheduled for this season. And it was only a few weeks ago that it was confirmed that they were taking the Avenir All-Ireland Cup. So that's really important for the league as well, to just be broadcasted and to the country and sort of put it on the map, because I think a few people were sort of neglecting its importance. But it's a really important competition as well to get young players involved and to sort of see what your team's like. And it's a cup at the end of the day. It's a trophy that everyone wants to win. So yeah, it's brilliant that it's being televised again.
Yeah, your manager, Colly O'Neill, he spoke about that afterwards. I think it was last week, was it, that he was saying about the, I suppose, being neglected and wanting more support. Do you feel that support, that it is there? And I suppose it helps being on television as well.
Yeah, exactly. The TG Carr have been brilliant. Like, they've the last two seasons, they've been broadcasting games, and it's fantastic to get that coverage and, to, as I said, to be broadcast, like, to the live Irish audience, and sort of show the talent that's on show in the league, because I think that's something that hasn't been shown that much. Obviously, with League of Ireland TV is brilliant, but to be shown on national television is so important. And obviously it collects a wider audience. If you're sitting at home on Saturday night, you might just switch on the telly and be, oh, like, Shamrock Rovers Galway, like, might watch this for a bit, as opposed to you need to go and look for the game. So I think that's brilliant as well, just to get a wider audience attracted to the league.
It is huge, kid, isn't it, to be seen and for people to be able to watch these matches. It makes such a huge difference to women's sport, particularly in this country.
Yeah, definitely. I think even the difference from this year and last year is crazy. Like, we had a bigger audience at our semi-final against Wexford than the final last year. So I think there's definitely a bigger crowd coming to the matches and a bigger interest, definitely. I think the fact it's on TV is just really great for the players. It's just an extra add-on to a cup final day and you just get more excited. And it builds up, like, the whole expectation of winning a cup, and it's not just anything. Like, it's not just the All-Ireland, it is a proper cup competition. But we're just really excited.
As Scarlett said, the game goes to penalties, straight to penalties if it finishes level after the 90k. Have you been practicing the penalties? Well, you obviously had the shootout in the semi-final anyway against Wexford, so you've had some experience of them anyway.
Yeah, we've had a couple of penalties, but yeah, we've had a couple of training, but not too much. So hopefully we can get the job done for the 90th. never the nicest finish to a game, but yeah, we're not too sure. Hopefully just the 90.
Does it be in the back of players' minds, Scarlett, when you know a game goes straight to penalties? I suppose it can change the way in which a game is played in some ways. As it gets close to the 90, teams are maybe sometimes okay with settling for a draw. Sometimes they want to push on and get the win.
Yeah, I suppose it definitely depends on the two teams playing, but I know for a fact that on Saturday neither team will want penalties, as Kate said, so we'll both want to be getting it done within the 90, and it's unfortunate for Wexford because we actually beat them in the FAI Cup quarter round, like the first round 2 weeks ago, on penalties as well. So I think both teams, both us and Galway, have had our fair share of penalty shootouts so far this year. So as I said, I think both teams will be trying to avoid that and get the job done in the 90.
Another thing we've been looking into as well is the fact that there's this jump from under 19 to under 23s at international level now. Leaves a fairly large void in terms of, you've got players then from 20, 21, 22 years of age who maybe aren't getting experience in camps that they otherwise would have been. What are your thoughts on that? Because it seems to be an issue that's cropping up only in recent times, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a massive gap, as you said, between the 19s and senior. Like, I know for me, like, last year was my last year at under 19, so you're kind of lacking that bit of added motivation. So, like, if you had a camp coming up in a few weeks, you'd be saying, like, oh, I need to be fresh, like, I need to be sharp for that. Obviously, you need to be sharp for your club games, but it's an added bit of motivation. And obviously, it's such a privilege to play for your country. And obviously, Kate, like, she's captained her country, which is an unbelievable achievement. And I know for her, like, that was her last year at 19s as well. So it's kind of like a what next for you at an international perspective. I think, like, in addition to under 21s or under 23s, it'd be brilliant just for the younger generations, because there is that big gap, and it's all about, like, we're trying to develop players, and there's sort of that there's a gap, and it's difficult to close that because there's obviously younger players like Abby Larkin and Jessie Stapleton who jump straight into the senior team, but unfortunately we're not all like Jessie Stapleton and Abby Larkin, and there is that gap there, and it would just be brilliant for experience and for developing the players in our country to sort of get a 23s or a sort of an older squad like that, so that we can keep developing and we can keep qualifying for major tournaments at a senior level, because I think that all adds up. Like, if we have a 23s, that's, you know, you're bringing in 20 more players a year that are getting consistent experience playing against the big nations at underage level, so it's just an added few years at international level, and it can bring you forward then to the senior squad. So I think that's really important for Ireland, like for the FAI and for everything going forward, like that we can try get one of those in a few years or so.
Yeah, it's a massive development part of your life as well. Yeah. Like, when you're going from the 19s up to senior, and you're not going to be ready, you know, at that age. Like, Kate, you don't want to see a drop off either in girls playing at international level. And I suppose if you don't have a plan in place to have a team for them, that'll happen. And that's the last thing we want to see in Ireland.
No, definitely. You go through the motions kind of from under 15 to under 19 of the international setup. But then, as Scarlett said, it is what's next. Like, now I'm kind of feeling like, do I try? Like, it's kind of like an unknown now. You're kind of, it's such a fire distance into the senior squad and getting minutes in senior teams. So I think a gap, there is a massive gap. So a team in the middle would just be great. And there is, I know a lot of good players who have dropped off in the space between under 19 and senior, who definitely could have made a big impact into the senior team. So it's just keeping everyone going and motivated to get to the senior team.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there conversations or anything you can have? I don't know, like, is it just about playing your best football with your club? Is there conversations you can have with coaches and things like that to be like, what can I do to, I suppose, even get in there? Because they took away the home base players as well, which is such a pity as well, isn't it? You know, to give people an opportunity.
Yeah, I think that was massive as well post-World Cup. But as you said, it's about just sort of talking to your managers and having those conversations, saying what can I do? Like, and I think at the minute it's all about just performing at, with your club and at club level. And obviously Kate had a great campaign with the 19s, so that's massive for her and all of her teammates as well, to get like that sort of exposure and to get that experience on a at a world class level. So yeah, I think as you said, it's just about having those conversations and keep ticking away, try improve yourself each week in training. But yeah, it would just be brilliant to get like a bit of added experience at like a, an international level now for older players, because like Kate, as Kate said, there's lots of girls that we probably both know that are maybe 20, 21 and maybe aren't taking the game as seriously because there's no sort of next level for them to go to, because the senior gap, the gap between 19s and seniors is just so large. So it would be brilliant to get something in the middle maybe.
Mm-hmm. How important are the home-based camps and squads as well, Scarlett? Like, you've given players the experience of getting in with the senior team and maybe playing alongside or against some of those big names that we've already mentioned. Like, though, we haven't seen it in recent months, those home-based squads, but I'm sure it's something a lot of players would like to see return.
Yeah, that's it. It was just a brilliant opportunity to sort of get more minutes in, like get more training in. And obviously with the coaches that were there when it was, like Vera was in, doing the home base sessions, and that was just great to get a different perspective on your game and stuff and get different pieces of advice, because obviously you can have your club coaches and stuff, but it's brilliant to get like your international manager's perspective and stuff and have that link between like League of Ireland and then the women's first team. So they were really good at the time, like, and it's a pity that there's nothing there now, but I'm sure there's some plans in place, and obviously as I said, they're you just need to keep ticking away in the with your club and just do as much as you can in the league and cups to try help your team and also maybe help yourself get into international level as well.
Mm. Kate, as Scarlett mentioned, you've worn the armband at international level, the 19s as well. Like that, what does that feel like? I mean, to wear a captain's armband with your country's jersey on must be surreal.
Yeah, it was a great privilege. I think we had a great year as under 19s, and it was just great to lead them out. Qualifying for the Euros is something that we haven't done in a long time. I think it was 10 years. So to get there, and we had a great tournament, even though we didn't make it to the next round. I thought we played really well and just represented the country really well. But yeah, it's just such a good experience to lead at that sort of level. And just, it was really great.
It's got at the... venues have been confirmed for the qualifiers as well for the senior squad. So the qualifying playoff with Georgia will be at Tallaght Stadium. This is for UEFA Women's Euro 2025. The Aviva Stadium lined up for round two should they progress. So we'll be a seeded side because of that win over France, which is a massive boost. But girls, games really to look forward to. So Tallaght 7:30 kickoff Tuesday 29th of October. Like, and then to have an Aviva Stadium possible game as the carrot on the end of the stick for December as well is massive.
Yeah, that's it. I think the first game is against Georgia, and we had an 11-0 win over them a few months ago, so hopefully that'll slip-ups, that should be a win for us. So progress to round two, which could be against Wales. That's my prediction anyway, so that'll be a huge game, and obviously to have it in the Aviva is massive, like to have that sort of and motivation to go on and get another game into Ireland's largest stadium. So yeah, that'll be brilliant for the girls sort of to push them on, and hopefully we can get into the second round and hopefully we can get to another major tournament. That'd be brilliant, like for Irish football.
Touch wood, 100%. Yeah. Normally I'd ask for predictions, match predictions for the All-Ireland Cup final at this point. Probably no point at this point. Scarlett, best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Kate, best of luck tomorrow as well. May the best
Thanks
team win.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thanks a million for jumping on. So Scarlett Herron and Kate Thompson there with us, previewing the All-Ireland Cup final between Shamrock Rovers and Galway United, which takes place tomorrow. What time is the kickoff, Scarlett, that game?
7:35 on TGCAR.
On TGCAR as well, for people who want to watch it.
League of Ireland late night on Off the Ball.
But anyways, give me 2 minutes to talk about Shales. Remember Gary McLean coming on here before? What if Derry go ahead of Shales? And I remember saying to him, Derry haven't won anything.
League of Ireland late night, live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.